Well, this is Cheryl Vallejos with Getting Out of Overwhelm. So thank you, everyone, for joining the call today. And I see that someone else has joined us. Who's on the call, please?
Hi, this is Terry Z in Cary, North Carolina.
Hi, Terry. Thank you for joining the call today.
Sorry for being late.
That's okay. We are just getting started. And we are taping the call. So for anyone that would like to listen to it later, you could check the website and go to the audio link, and it should be right there if all goes well. So we will go ahead and begin. Do all of you, can you get on the computer at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, if you want
to. No, I can't.
Okay, it's not necessary, Stuart. This is just kind of the notes where you can follow along. But if you go to the website of Prime Leaders, www.primeleaders.com/getting_out_of_overwhelm, and it'll bring you right to the page where we're going to have some notes here. And Stuart, for you, I'll try to explain everything as we go through so you can visualize the pictures.
That's very kind of you, Cheryl. Thank you.
Sure. I still hear little fingers typing. Is everyone there yet?
I'm going to have to get there in a minute because my computer froze.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead and I'll get there when I...
That sounds good. When you get to the website, there's a ID that it's going to ask you for. The ID is Get Organized, and the password is Succeed205. That's Succeed205. And Stuart, if you want to log on later, that passcode will get you into the file also.
Lovely, thank you.
So you can either go into the first section, which is the HTML format where you can just see it online, or if you have PowerPoint, you can click on the PowerPoint, Get Yourself Organized, and you can follow along with the notes. So is everyone with me, or would you like me to wait?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Are the words together, the get organized?
It's all in, there's a space in between, but the space is the underscore. The underscore is the one that's to the left of the plus.
So is it, it's get underscore organized?
Getting out of overwhelm.
No, I'm into the website.
Oh, good. Yes, get yourself organized. Uh-huh. Get yourself organized.
The user ID.
Yes, the user ID is get organized, all one word.
It's all one word.
Uh-huh, thank you. And the password is succeed205.
Is there any, are there no spaces in there?
Uh-uh.
Okay,
great. Well, the first one is just the title to this section. So if you go to the second graph, you can see in the middle it says you, and then the next circle is your business and your success. The classes that I do on overwhelm, you could see that there are six sections here that all pertain to getting out of overwhelm. So in the next 8 months, I will be doing the sessions on each one of these segments, but I'll also tell you at the end of the class how you can speed up that progress. But today, the first one we're going to talk about is getting yourself organized. All of these things contribute to overwhelm, and overwhelm is what stops us from getting more done. So if you would proceed to the next chart, the one that says get yourself organized. The main thing in getting yourself organized to prevent overwhelm is organizing and planning. There are several times when I'll walk into my office and see all the work I have to do. I'll pull out my file for the day and just start feeling really stressed because I don't know where to begin. Whenever I remember, and I try to do this every day, in fact, I do it the night before, is schedule 10 minutes to get everything organized for the next day, planned for the next day, and get things to where when I start the day, it's going to just go smooth because I know what's there. Someone else is joining the call? Okay. So the most important part of getting yourself organized is the planning. When you remember to plan, you will get more done in less time and avoid the overwhelm. So I'd like to ask each of you, how do you do your day? How do you plan your day before the day starts? Who would like to share?
Well, this is Doriana, and I like to set intentions before I get up. I think about the things that I need to do during the day, and so I set an intention for getting those things done in a way that will be most effective. And I have a day timer, which has, well, what my appointments are and the things that I need to do during the day. So I look in there to see what's on tap for the day. And that's how I do it.
Great. Thank you for sharing. Who else?
This is Terry.
Yes.
I have lists of things to do. I have sticky notes that I write the things down, and I prioritize those usually by highlighting certain ones that I know like need to get done this week or today. And then I have I use my electronic Outlook calendar, and I usually print that, and so I have, you know, the day's appointments listed out that way. And then I kind of try to leave myself choices, so there aren't things that I have to do particularly today, but I have choices of things to do, you know, but I know I have the plan in front of me, like this week I need to get to all of these things at some point.
Great. Thank you for sharing, Terry. Mm-hmm. Who else?
So this is Amanda, and I use the Franklin Covey system.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if anybody else uses it, but you make a list of everything that you know you need to do. And then you prioritize them. You say if it's very important, you have to get it done today. You may put down A1 for the very first thing you need to do and A2 for the second thing. And then B's might be less important, B1, 2, 3. And then C's, you could maybe that's something for the next week. And then what you do is after you get each one accomplished, you make a check mark after each thing. And then if you didn't get it done at the end of the day, you have a little arrow, and then you carry that through to the next day. And then you reprioritize the next day what you need to do.
Thank you, Amanda. That is excellent. That's actually part of the session on getting out of overwhelm. So you hit part of it on the head. Thank you very much for sharing. How about you, Stuart?
Right. Well, I use something which is similar, in fact. I have my own action plan, which contains in blocks of hours the activities which I'm going to do. I plan a few days ahead, but every day the last activity I do is to review my action plan and change as appropriate the following day. I use this in conjunction with Outlook. I've set Outlook up so that it reminds me at the end of each time block to change to the next activity. And as a matter of practice, I ensure that every day I include in my action plan some marketing activity and some study activity.
Great. Thank you very much.
That's it in a nutshell.
That stuff is really important, and sometimes those things go by the wayside, so it's great to see that you're planning for that. So there are all kinds of different ways that we can plan for the day. Everyone does it a little bit different, which is really good. I'll share with you how I do it. I have a drawer with file folders labeled 1 through 31, and then another one that says month and next month. But everything that comes through the mail, every piece of paper that I handle, if it's not an immediate thing that I have to do, I put it in the folder where I will, on the day that I need to get it done. So if it's not a today thing and I don't want to handle that piece of paper again, I'm going to file it in my system to where it will show up on the day that I need it. So that's saving a little bit of overwhelm of forming stacks. So every night, I pull out the folder for the next day. So for today, last night I organized for today at least 10 minutes and organized all the things that I had in that folder and all the calls that I had to make today, all the meetings that I have to do, and prioritized them, like Amanda, like you said, the A, B, and C, and then drill it down to A1, A2, A3. But there's another thing that I do that helps me in the prioritizing process of asking myself, what are the consequences if I don't get this one done? So sometimes my A1, A2, A3, they all kind of run together like they should all be A1s. So it's easy for me to ask myself on the consequences of being able to determine which one I do first. So if that little bit helps you, that's what I do that has worked well for me. If you please take out a sheet of paper, and in the middle of the piece of paper, I want you to draw a small circle about the size of a quarter, and in the middle of that, write you, your name. Now I want you to draw a little bit bigger circle, like a half inch to three quarters of an inch bigger on the outside of that. And in that circle, write the words, immediate need. And draw another circle around that circle, a little bit bigger. And write in there, today's needs. And then one more circle around that one. And write the word week. So let's go back to the middle. You're in the middle. This is your day. This is how you are going to get out of overwhelm, plan your day, and get organized. So the next circle, everything within a 3-foot circle of you should be everything you need for the project at hand. So if you are working on a contract, everything you need for that contract, the phone numbers you need, your pencil, your pen, if there's scotch tape, your directory, everything you need should be in your 3-foot circle. Because if you have to get up to go to a file cabinet, or if you have to stop to get your palm and look up a phone number, all of those things add stress. All of those things rob us of our time. So if you're beginning a new project, look around and make sure everything you need for that project is within your 3-foot reachable circle. That circle is the most important thing that you can do in your efficiency with your tasks. And then the next circle is today's needs. So it's not an immediate need, but it's things that you need throughout the day, like your planner. That might be a little bit further away from you. It's not something that you have to have in your immediate space, so it's not taking up your energy. Put that a little bit further away. And the bigger circle, the weak circle, those can be things that you don't use real often, like maybe your business card holder. That doesn't need to be right in front of you. Or maybe a book that you're reading and sometimes you try to get to it at night, but it doesn't always happen. Put those books further away from you, not in your realm of your circles. So keep your circles working for you and making you the most efficient that you can with your time. Does that make sense? Does everyone understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, if you would advance to the next slide that says steps to getting organized. Now, the first one here is find a place for everything. And when I start working with business clients, and most of the same thing I hear is, I just don't have time to get everything done. And When I first started working with this program, I started it with time management. It's called having time on your side. And as I went through and did more sessions and more sessions and worked with my business clients on having time on their side, they couldn't get it because they were in overwhelm. So being in overwhelm is causing you not to be efficient with your time. So it's kind of a catch-22. Being in overwhelm is robbing you of your time. So all of these things are how to get out of overwhelm. The first one is find a place for everything. If you don't find the place, you know, you open your mail, you're not sure what to do with this one, or you hope to call them sometime today, and then you start making a stack. Each little stack that you make is that really its home. It's like your closet. When you go into your closet, you have things on one side of your closet, maybe where your clothes hang, another part of your closet where your belts are, another part of your closet where your hats are. It's the same thing with getting organized. Everything in your day needs a place. It needs a home. And when I work with the business clients and they start realizing that everything needs a home, including everything on your schedule, on your task list. So let's take the same example. I have a project to work on today. It's a contract. It's an A2 priority for me. It doesn't have a home. It just says A2. Well, I'm going to give it a home by saying that contract, I'm going to work on that at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So I now gave that contract a home. I now not only have it on my higher priority, but it's scheduled into my day. Now, most of you know that our schedule doesn't cooperate with us sometimes, and there's things that sneak in there that we weren't planning for. If only we could prevent that, but I haven't figured out a way yet. So if you give your tasks a home, and especially your A priority, you're going to get to the end of the day and not have to look back and think that you didn't get done with the things that you really needed to do. So giving your tasks a home as well as a priority order is pretty important. And spending 10 minutes every day to plan, we talked about that, that's pretty important. And developing the habit of neatness. You know, I consider myself, since I've been working on time management now for about 18 years, I consider myself to be fairly organized. Well, they're doing a TV commercial, and they told me they'd be here at my office at 11 o'clock today, which is right after this call. So last night, I was looking at my office, and I didn't realize how many little things that were just hanging around that were draining energy. I didn't realize it. It took me to step back and look and make sure that developing the habit of neatness never gets taken for granted. So looking around your space, looking in your office, looking at home, all this stuff, the more you have in the way of neatness in your drawers, in your car, in your closets, all of that has to do with overwhelm. We don't realize how much that kind of stuff drains our energy. And the next one is make your desk area efficient. And that's that three-foot circle that we talked about. The more efficient you are with your time, the more that you are going to get done. Okay, advancing to the next slide, which is time is money. Don't give it away. Now, how many of you have a checkbook? Would you hit the 5 key? Okay, so having a checkbook, and let's assume you have money in your account. I would hope you have lots of money in your account, but you wouldn't go down the street and just start giving your money away. It's the same thing with your time. You don't want to give your time away. So making sure that you're efficient with your time will help save on the overwhelm. Handling a piece of paper only once is really a big thing on the overwhelm scale, because as I work with business clients and I see them just putting things in different stacks or having a lot of different sticky notes that they're reshuffling all day long, all of those things contribute to overwhelm. There are three D's that I'd like you to remember when handling pieces of paper. It's do it, delegate it, or dump it. Do it, delegate it, or dump it. So every time you see a piece of paper in front of you, or in your circle, or in your area, in your car, look at it and see what you can do so you don't have to handle that piece of paper more than once. I'd like to hear from each of you how you do this. How do you organize paper, since it's coming at us from all different directions, including email? Even though email isn't paper, it's still one of those things that we that drains our energy and causes overwhelm if we're looking at the same things over and over because we're not handling them right away. So I'd like to hear from at least two of you on how you handle the paper flow in your life. Who would like to go first?
This is Stuart. First of all, in terms of email, I use MailWasher to preview all my emails coming in, and I choose to bounce back any spam, but more to the point, I then delete the vast majority of emails which are coming to me on the basis that I don't want them. So on any given day, I might accept two or three which are vaguely connected to my business activities, and all the rest that come through will be personal.
Perfect, thank you.
So effectively, I'm not troubling to look at the other emails. I just glance to see who it's from, maybe read the first two lines, and immediately delete it unless it's something that really interests me.
Good. That's very good. Very good point. I do the same thing with Outlook. I have a preview set, and if it's something that I just don't have time for right now, I also have a pending folder, and I throw it into a pending folder.
Yes, I do that too, but I've tended not to use it very much of late. In the main, if it's not going to interest me right now, I delete it.
That's a very good point. Thank you for sharing. Very good. Who else would you like to share how you handle the flow that comes at us every day?
Well, this is Amanda, and I don't do a whole lot with email, but I do get a lot of junk mail in my mailbox at the office. And I, like you said, I try to only handle it once. I go through my stack of mail, and if it's junk mail, I just throw it out. If it's something from a client, I put it in a pile that says, like, a to-do pile for the day. If it's something like a bill, I put it in a special file for my bills. I organize those separately, too. And I generally have a pretty good filing system where I put all of my papers that are important to me in different files, and then I alphabetize the files, and then if they're very important things, I have them in one drawer, but, and then I have clients in another drawer. But it just seems like a lot of my life I am working with this paperwork, and I just try to keep it off of my desk if I can.
Thank you. That is a very good point. Does anyone else want to share?
Well, this is Dariana, and mine is, I'm just completely disorganized in that respect, and I have facts and papers and books and mail everywhere, so I'm just taking in whatever I can from you today.
Good.
In order to get me some inspiration to clear up my clutter.
Thank you. Thank you, Dariana. You know, the clutter, and like I say, it kind of sneaks up on us without us even knowing it. Just like I was saying last night, I was up till like 2:30 this morning just kind of getting ready for this, but you don't realize how it sneaks up to cause the overwhelm in our life. And one thing that I did last week that I'd like to share with you also is in our closet, it's also another area that causes overwhelm because it too just sneaks up on us and we don't realize how it's getting out of hand, and the neatness just kind of goes away and then the closet gets packed. Well, what I've done is I've turned all my hangers backwards. And if I don't wear something within 9 to 12 months, when that hanger doesn't turn the way to match the clothes that I'm wearing more regular, those things I give to other people that could use them. So I try to keep my closet going in a way that it's rotating out, and it makes me feel good because I'm getting rid of the clutter and getting organized, keeping myself organized. It's just like my office drawers and my circle. Just keeping everything around you organized. It's not just your work life. It's, you know, your closet, your car, all of that stuff contributes to the overwhelm. So all of those are reminders for all of us. And like I say, I've been studying this for a long time, and it's a reminder, which leads us into the next graph of getting organized and self-discipline. Now, how many of you hit your 5-key, if you have? How many of you have taken time management courses before? Okay. Good. Time management has been around for a very long time. I can't even guess how long. But one thing that surprises me is, how can we control time? Is it possible? I've taken a time management course. When I was in the corporate world, I used to go every year just to see if I could pick up one or two more little tips that would help me and help me in working with the organization. I used to work for 108 providers as the director, so you can imagine how I had to organize my time in order. It was a survival thing. But time management, we cannot control time. If I could, I would stop the clock until I finished my project. But we can't. It's not time management. It all boils down to self-management. How you control yourself is how you govern your time. So with self-management, I'm going to give you a few words, and I'd like each of you to give me another word, one word, that helps with self-management. So here are a few of them. Self-management is planning, organizing, prioritize. What other words are there that falls under self-management to help you control yourself or hold yourself accountable to get more done during the day? And that's also another word, is accountability. So I'd like to go around the room and hear from three of you. What are other words that are part of the self-management process?
This is Stuart, motivation.
Oh, good one. Who else?
Can you say what the other words were again?
Sure. You plan, you organize, you prioritize, you get yourself motivated, and you hold yourself accountable. What other things are there that you can do to make you efficient with your time?
There's discipline.
Yes, that's a good one. Thank you.
Letting go.
Oh, good one. Letting go. That's giving yourself permission to let go. And Terry, was that you?
Yes.
Making the choice that if you choose not to get done with some of the things on your task list today, making the choice of letting it go. So that is important. Thank you.
And I was also thinking of it. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I was also thinking of it from the point of view of if something comes in, making the choice to not deal with it. I mean, just to erase, you know, to delete that email, to you know, not read something from the listserv or whatever.
That is so important. I subscribe to several newsletters that I enjoy, but when my life starts getting a little bit too cluttered, I have to delete them and not even worry about them or put them in my pending folder. And Stuart, that's a little bit of what you were saying too, is if you don't have time to read it now, how in the world are you going to have time later? So that's a good point, Terry. Thank you for sharing. A few more other words I'm going to give you as far as the self-management. Now, all of these go in the circle. I have a clock on the one of the slides, and there are no handles on it because you're really not controlling the clock. You're controlling yourself. So all of these words go inside of that clock. The effectiveness, your motivation, your direction, accountability, results, satisfaction, and adjustment, flexibility. And there's probably another 30, 40 words that we can all think of if we had another hour or so, but all of these contribute to getting more time in your life, having time on your side. So the self-discipline is making sure you don't waste the precious time you have, you know, like the checkbook of going down the street and just giving money away. Well, it's the same thing with your time, making sure that you are not giving your time away. Does anyone have any questions or comments before we go on? Okay, moving on to the next slide. It says, think with the end in mind. And I'd like you to write down this next statement. You could see it on the screen, but what you write and what you see and what you say becomes more truth than what I say. So, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. I'll say that again. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So thinking with the end in mind, if you have a project today, let's just say the contract that I have to write this afternoon at 2 o'clock, I know in my mind I can get it done. I have 90 minutes scheduled for this, and I have everything I need. I have it in my mind what I need to do for my 3-foot circle at the time. I know I could do it. I know I'm going to get it done. And I know at 3:30 that will be off of my task list. So there's no doubt in my mind. I'm thinking with the end in mind that by the end of today, everything on my task list that's an A1, A2, or A3 is going to be gone. So the stress and the overwhelm of getting to the end of the day and knowing that I didn't get done with my A priorities, it's not even a question for me because I'm thinking with the end in mind. So you have to decide what's really important for you, and the key question for me is, what are the consequences if I don't get it done? Another thing I'd like you to write on your piece of paper is, am I doing the right thing at this moment? Am I doing the right thing at this moment? There are a lot of times when we are busy. In fact, we are so busy, we're in overwhelm. But when you really stop to ask yourself, am I doing the right thing at this moment, which means the most important thing for you at this moment, if you can answer that question yes, then it's perfect. You are doing the right thing. And even if it's allowing yourself to go and get a snack or take an early lunch or take a longer lunch, if you can answer the question, am I doing the right thing at this moment? And if you could say yes, by all means, that is the perfect thing for you to do at that moment. So it's giving yourself permission to get done and do the right things at that moment. Not only get done with the right things, but doing things right. Another thing, at the end of the morning and at the end of the night, I ask myself this question. What did I do this morning to get me closer to my goals? And then at the end of the evening, in fact, when I meditate at night, that's part of my meditation, is what did I do today to get me closer to my goals? That's part of my, I have a little book that I give, I write down three things for the day that I give blessings for. And getting closer to my goals, the things that I accomplished during the day, those are a blessing to me. So writing down the things that are getting me closer, and it makes you realize, knowledge is power. So it makes you realize is what you're doing, and actually, we beat ourselves up for the things that we're not doing, so giving ourselves credit for the things that we are doing is really important also. So you make an agreement with yourself to get things done that are important to you, whether it's taking the day off to go play golf or getting done with one of your A1 priorities. Any questions? Any comments or any suggestions from any of you on things that we've been talking about that could help the others? Okay, let's move on to the next slide. It's writing your goals to stay organized. Studies show that we think about 90,000 thoughts a day. And out of that, 85% or 86%, something like that, we think those same thoughts over and over and over again. So if you write them down, you don't have to keep them in your memory bank. All the stuff you keep in your memory bank is causing the overwhelm. So if let's just say, for instance, you think that you have to call Sally this afternoon at 2:00, and it pops up again in your mind in a little bit, I have to remember to call Sally this afternoon at 2:00. Here it is an hour later. Oh, I've got to remember to call Sally this afternoon at 2:00. So all of this is draining your energy. It's causing overwhelm. But if you write it down, there's several reasons why you want to write things down. And I'd like to go around the room and hear from each of you on what you think some of the important reasons are why you write things down. Why do we create task lists? Why do we write down things as a reminder? So number one is there's no chance of forgetting it. What are some of the other reasons we write things down? I'd like to hear from all of you. Who would like to go first?
This is Stuart. It provides focus.
Yes. Thank you, Stuart. Who else?
And in that providing the focus, it also brings things into reality.
Mm-hmm.
By writing them down.
Yes. Thank you, Dariana.
This is Terry.
Uh-huh.
For me, writing them down somehow makes them not so huge.
Mm-hmm.
When they're rolling around in my head, they can seem more overwhelming than when they're actually down on paper. They seem more doable.
Thank you, Terry. That's a good point.
Well, this is kind of simple, but it helps me organize them.
Amanda, that's really not simple. That's really the whole key for today's call. So that is very important. Thank you for sharing. So we write things down. So for one, there's no chance of forgetting. For two, the clarity of direction. Three, it helps us plan better. And we log it, we plan it, we see it, and then we celebrate it. I'm going to say that again. We see it, we plan it, we do it, we log it, and then we celebrate it. Now, this might seem kind of silly, but what do you do to celebrate your wins? What do you do if you have a big, hard, tough project that you've been working on? What do you do to celebrate the wins? What I do, I'm a chocoholic. In fact, there was an article in Sunday's paper that said, dark chocolate is good for you. Oh my gosh, I could have went out and celebrated when I read that. But I have this little bowl on the top of my credenza here in my office, and there's little tiny pieces of dark chocolate wrapped. So when I complete a task, when I feel really good about something that I've done, in fact, I have 5 calls to make later that are on my call list. When I get all 5 of those done, you know what? I get to reach around and grab one of those little pieces of chocolate. It's my way of celebrating. It's my way of reaching around and patting myself on the back. All of that is really important. We have to celebrate our wins instead of focusing on what we're not getting done. Do any of you celebrate your wins?
Yes, I do, but not on a daily basis. I celebrate big wins, if that makes sense.
Yes. How do you do that?
Well, you and I have something in common.
Chocolate?
You hit the nail on the head, yes.
Stuart, I'll send you that article. It was great. Yeah, whatever it is that you can do to celebrate your wins, that's the pat on the back that we do for ourselves that no one else can do. No one else knows when you're accomplishing those little things during the day. And one of you mentioned that it's easier to break tasks down. I think that was you, Terry, when you write things down. Well, we don't complete our projects. We complete our tasks within the project. So on my list for this afternoon at 2 o'clock, I have write a contract for a new business client. Well, that's overwhelming to me because there are several things he wants and it consists of about 6 different steps. Under that project of writing the contract, I have it broken down into 6 individual steps that I have to complete. So I don't complete the project. I complete the tasks. And sometimes when you organize and you write things down, if you break it into smaller pieces like that, it's a whole lot easier to get done than to look at this big, overwhelming project that it looks like it's a 3-hour thing. But when you write it down, it's a lot easier to get it done. And in one of the next sections I'll do on prioritizing, it talks about how to do that in a way to make sure that you're getting done in a systematic order, that's going to take you less time, less stress, no overwhelm to get that project done. So all of these things that we've talked today are causing overwhelm in our life. And when you get rid of the overwhelm, you'll find that you're controlling your time. When you control your time, you become more successful. When you become more successful, you'll find the profits and the efficiency just getting right up there. So getting out of overwhelm is so important. And all of this is going to take practice. So the last slide says, good luck on organizing to get out of overwhelm. And the way to do that is to practice, practice, practice. And here's another quote. I know you could see it on the slides, but I'd like you to write this down. It says, people form habits, and habits form futures. I'll say that again. People form habits, and habits form futures. So are you going to form the habit to stay in overwhelm? Or are you going to form the habits to start getting out of overwhelm? I would love to have each of you on all the calls I do on overwhelm within the next 8 months. But anything you hear in your day-to-day endeavors that has something to do with getting out of overwhelm, getting rid of the tolerations in your life, and creating more time and efficiency, all of that, put it in your little memory to practice, practice, practice to get out of overwhelm. So we have about 8 minutes left, and I would like to go around the room and hear from each of you on any nuggets that you're taking away from the call today, and then I will take the last 3 minutes to share with you how to learn about those next 7 segments of this program. So,
could you repeat that, Carol?
Yes, I would like to go around the room to hear from each of you the little nuggets. What are you taking away from this call today that will help you going forward in getting out of overwhelm, getting more organized, or creating more time in your life? What did you hear today that will help you? So who would like to begin?
This is Terry.
Yes.
I'll start. I like the circles and the immediate needs and today's needs and having the things that I need immediately within 3 feet of me.
Uh-huh.
That was a really cool idea. And the other thing I took away was several ideas for things I need to be and could be doing to reduce the paper chaos.
Yes.
In my office. So thank you.
Thank you, Terry. And remember those 3 words, practice, practice, practice.
Yep.
So thank you for sharing. Okay, who else would like to go next?
Well, this is Doriana, and I'd like to ditto the things that she said. And then I would like to add that finding a place for everything, not only things, but for your time as well, is a good concept that has struck me as outstanding as well.
Thank you, Doriana.
So this is Amanda,
uh-huh.
And they say half of the solution of the problem is actually knowing what the problem is.
Yes.
And I have to say that lately I really didn't understand why I don't feel like I can get things done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just the fact of knowing now I realize that I have been in overwhelm. And I really didn't realize that before. And I think you're so right, Cheryl, when you say if you're in overwhelm, it really makes it hard to get things done.
Yes. Yes. And like I say, with the clients that I've worked with, not only my business clients, but personal clients, the
mm-hmm.
same thing comes up over and over again. I don't have time to build my business. I don't have time to do this or that. Well, when we look at the overwhelm and get control of that, the rest just seems to fall right in place.
Right.
So thank you for sharing. Who else would like to share?
Well, this is Stuart. Looking at my desktop, it looks as though bombs hit it. I'm not suffering from overwhelm, but I know, and you've reminded me, that I'm going to feel a whole lot better if I clear it.
Yes, thank you for sharing. And, you know, Stuart, that's a little bit of what I was feeling before today. I thought my office was really good. I thought I was, you know, misorganized here. But boy, when I started cleaning up because the TV station's coming up, it was like, oh my gosh. So
it creeps up on you, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you know, you see it every day. So it just becomes,
yeah.
It becomes part of you.
Yes, yes, that's right. It's part of the familiar picture, isn't it?
Yes, yes, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone else on the call that would like to share? Okay. It looks like we have about 4 people that were just listeners, which is great. You know, I'm hoping everyone has taken away some things from today. But I want to tell you a little bit about the program I have going. The 6 different sections that I have of getting out of overwhelm. The one today, getting yourself organized. Another one is establishing priorities. Overcome avoidance. Time robbers. Get rid of clutter. And setting goals. All of those All of those areas I cover in a 4-week session, and it's a one-on-one coaching session with clients. The normal fee on that is $579, but I'm offering all of this for $385. So it's one-on-one coaching. It's a 4-week session, unlimited email support, and we go over any of these areas that you want. So it's not my agenda, it's your agenda on getting out of overwhelm and creating the time in your life to get more done, create more profits, and have more time on your side. So 4 weeks of one-on-one coaching, and in addition, you get a 2-part CD audio cassette on having more time on your side, plus a 30-page book on having time and what to do to create more of it. So if anyone is interested in that program, that coaching program, please email me at Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at primeleaders.com. And I'll be glad to talk further with you about that. But go forth today, live your best day, and have get out of overwhelm and live with passion. So thank you all for joining the call today.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Sure.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Yes.
Look at is saying, okay, you know, if I'm inviting, you know, 10 people and only one of them is turning into a client, is there any way I can change who I invite?
Right, yeah.
So that it's not 1 out of 10 that's becoming a client, but it's maybe 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
You
know? That's critical.
Okay, thank you. Great. Yeah, thanks for the feedback.
Okay.
It really helped me a lot.
And Karen, for me, I took away a lot from all of the 8 points that you made, but for me, it was especially the last one of the direct close, so that was very helpful. So thank you very much for bringing us this information today, and now we have about 4 minutes left. I'd like to take just a few minutes to give everyone a very special offer, 2 offers actually. One, I would like to extend a special invitation to join Prime Leaders for 30 days for a 30-day membership at no cost. And you can go onto the site and read about all the benefits. But one of the main things is you get 2 coaching calls a month for anyone that has not tried Prime Leaders before. You can see the benefit. And another thing we do are very special calls. In fact, we have one coming up in a couple of weeks that's mainly for networking and getting to know the other people all over the world who are in Prime Leaders. So you get to talk about your product, what you do, how you help people, and who your target audience is. So what members do, they not only buy from each other, but they refer to each other. So it's a very nice community where people grow together, learn, and support each other. So if you have an interest in joining Prime Leaders, which is only $98 a month, please go to www.primeleaders.com, or you can email me, which is Cheryl at primeleaders.com. That's C-H-E-R-Y-L. And take advantage of the 30 days free membership, which is just for the members on the call who have not experienced the coaching yet. And Karen, I think you have a very special deal for the listeners too, right?
I decided after going through some material that if anyone would like to go into detail on the topic that we've sort of brushed through in general today, but go into detail for your specific situation, that it's not on the website, so you'll just have to email me, but I can put together a package of 4 coaching sessions for 4 45-minute coaching sessions where we'll talk about setting up and closing your particular deals in your business and those conversations to be more comfortable and to address how to handle the objections that can come up and to basically increase your efficiency and leverage your marketing efforts. So the price of that is $285. Unless you're already a member of Cheryl's community, in which case I'll offer that for $195.
And the other thing that if you want to keep posted for me with any other classes I'm doing or news or information, you can join my announcements list email, which goes out once a month, and that's announcements@salesachievercoaching.com, or you can email me directly at Karen@salesachievercoaching.com if you're interested in any of that. Okay? So that was it for me, Cheryl.
Thank you, Karen, and thank you so much for bringing us the information today and all the good content. It was valuable information, and I'd like to offer a special thanks to all our joiners today. So thanks to everyone, and have a wonderful week.
I had a question in regards to the notes.
Yes.
Yes. Where will they be emailed or posted, or
they'll be emailed?
Okay. Megan, I have your email address, don't I?
Yes.
You're on my list? Yes, I will.
Well, yes, because I received the email for this call, so I think so, yeah.
I will look up your email and make sure you get on the notes list, and the same way for Pasha and Dell. Danita, I don't have your email. Do you have that, Karen?
Danita, did your email come through me?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, did your email come through me?
The response, I don't know who, let's see, I know I got it yesterday, giving me the phone number.
Yeah, just one second, let me double check.
Yes,
I have it. You're at Verizon, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, yeah, I have that. I have her email, Cheryl.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so I'll follow up and send that out when they're finished.
Good question, okay. Megan. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay. I did take notes, but they are like chicken scratch, so I was hoping I can add mine to yours.
Good.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. Okay, well, everyone go and have a wonderful week, and hope to see you on the next call. You could learn about more classes coming up on the calendar page at Prime Leaders. So have a wonderful week. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.